This next group,
hi.
You're all locals. They call Erie home. The Oneiders. That's the wonders. So I'm just gonna roll now. It looks like we got pretty good level.
From the struggling studios in Buffalo, New York, it's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. This show contains adult themes and situations. You may want to ask your drummer to leave the room.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the funny of being a DIY musician in the 716. I'm Ryan Gurnett.
I'm Dennis Reed Jr. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dennis. Today, we have an interview with Buffalo's Lumberjack Matt and his squad partner, Skilly Vanilli. We recorded this back in June of 2017. In this episode, we are going to learn
that Lumberjack Matt is half black and half white, and he'll tell us which half likes to go camping.
We'll learn about Def Leppard's secret stage BJ hatches, by the way of a tangent of my own.
And we'll discover what Matt thinks of bands who don't bring fans to shows. And also later, we're going to hear Lumberjack Matt's song, Summertime. So stick around for that. In our interview with Matt, talking to him, it was clear that he's got a lot of promotional hustle. And he's also got a lot of insight into his own feelings and motivations around producing music. So I thought we'd have a little fun here and that I'd take some of his quotes from the interview and put them alongside quotes from boxing promoter Don King and entertainment empath Oprah Winfrey, and see if you, Ryan, can tell who said what. What do you think? Is that, will you remember any of Lumberjack Matt's quotes from 6 months ago? Is it?
I don't know if I can remember the Lumberjack Matt quotes, but I know my Oprah.
You know your Oprah.
I know my Oprah.
Well, we're going to put your Oprah to the test.
All right.
Here. Okay. So, the game. Who said it?
All right.
Lumberjack Matt, Don King, or Oprah?
Cue the music!
One third of these are Lumberjack Matt quotes.
Okay.
Okay, so as I said before, there are fish in that barrel.
You're not playing dirty.
Number one, the quote number one. You have to decide whether it was Lumberjack Matt, Don King, or Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
All right. Number one. One day I decided that I was going to believe in myself, and I wasn't going to doubt myself anymore. I was going to roll the dice on me, knowing who I am and just owning it and loving yourself.
I'm going to go with Lumberjack Matt on this one.
It is Lumberjack Matt.
Yes.
All right. Very, very nice.
One for one.
Yep. He said this this happened on his bed. He had this epiphany. Oh. Where a lot of my epiphanies happen, too.
Mine are on the toilet.
Okay. Number two. You can be the greatest guy in the world, but if you ain't got no heart, you ain't going to survive.
That's Don King.
That is Don King. Right. Yep. Very nice. Okay.
All right. I'm doing good.
So far, two for two.
Two for two.
Yeah. Are you keeping score, Shadow Minion? Okay. Number three. Okay. Who said it? Lumberjack Matt, Don King, or Oprah? Passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you.
I believe that's my Lady O.
That's Lady O.
Yeah.
You are tearing it up.
I know my Oprah Winfrey.
Okay. Number four. Who said it? If I put a card together, it's got to be a winning card. I want to sell tickets. I want to get people there.
That's Don King.
It is not.
What?
That is actually Lumberjack Matt. You said
oh,
that.
Oh, I was, as soon as I saw if I put a card together, I just assumed.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, he actually was talking about how he wants all of his shows to be successful. So yeah, some great points. We'll be getting to that interview shortly. All right, number five in the Who Said It game. put it out there the way you feel it should be. You got to be who you are. And feel free to think out loud.
All right. It sounds inspirational, so it's not Don King. Don King only thinks about himself. That sounds like Oprah. It seems kind of inspirational. And
it does sound like Oprah, but it is not Oprah. It's Lumberjack Matt. Lumberjack Matt. Yep. He had a lot to say about, just being an artist and inhabiting, that space and being true to your calling as an artist.
Yes, and believing in yourself.
And believing in yourself.
It's a great message.
Yes, absolutely. My tears are welling up at the recollection. Okay. Be thankful. Number six. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. Who said it?
All right.
Lumberjack Matt, Don King, or Oprah Winfrey?
It's kind of a scrappy kind of quote to me about pawn your way up. So I'm going to go Don King again.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's Oprah Winfrey. And you know what the tell is here? That it's kind of about there's some implicit mysticism here, right? Be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more, right? Like it's sort of like that ask the universe sort of thing.
All right.
Come on, you know your O. You know she's down with the universe.
I thought I knew my O. She surprises me every day.
That fickle O. Number seven. You can't rule the world, but what you can do is win the world with love and understanding.
Okay, I know that's not Don King.
Okay, what rules out Don King in your mind?
I don't think Don King knows anything about love or understanding.
Okay, fair enough.
You can't rule, but you can do is win. But this person
wants to win the world, though.
But with love and understanding.
True.
I think Don King won the world with brutality and organized crime.
An argument could be made.
Probably. I'm going to Lumberjack Matt.
Sorry, that's Don King, actually. What? Yeah, that's actually Don King. You can't rule the world, according to BrainyQuotes.com and their crack research team. Okay.
Man, right is left and up is down. Yeah. This is...
Are you just...
Man.
Is your head spinning?
These next three are going to be fucking impossible for me right
okay,
now.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's take a moment to regroup.
All right.
It's all right. You're doing pretty well. I don't know. What's the score so far?
So far, it's 4 out of 10 that he's gotten wrong.
Okay, so you've got 3 right out of these first 7. Yeah. So you're doing a little bit less than 50%.
This is an effort.
A little bit
now.
Better than chance.
I am failing.
Okay, number 8. Who said it? Don King, Lumberjack Matt, or Oprah Winfrey? That's my biggest thing. I want it to be an experience for you to say, wow, that was fun.
Now, that could be any of the 3.
Okay.
You could certainly say that about putting on an event like Don King would, or putting on a concert like Lumberjack Matt would, or, you know, this could be Oprah talking about giving people in her audience cars.
Hence the difficulty of the game.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Lumberjack Matt.
You're right. Lumberjack Matt.
I thought I remembered him saying that.
Yep. So. Good job. Okay, 2 more. Looking good here. I think you're, what are we at now?
All tied up.
Knotted at 50%.
Okay.
And you know, there's always big prizes here on The Struggle Is Real.
Oh, I can't wait to see what's behind that door. I don't know.
Number 9. My idea of heaven is a great big baked potato and someone to share it with.
So I'm going to think out loud here.
Okay.
And note that you didn't change my version of our script, and it says Oprah Winfrey. So I'm going to guess Oprah Winfrey.
You're wrong. That was a trick by me. No, you're actually exactly right. That's what I get for preparing our game 10 seconds before we record. Yeah, and I had to just put that one on there because what an insane statement. My idea of heaven is a great big baked potato and someone to share it with?
Oprah's into the food.
What the hell?
Like, when I, well, you know.
Even at that, a fucking baked potato?
I had a span of time where my weight would fluctuate up and down, and I would always refer to myself as skinny Oprah or fat Oprah. And that was the way it was. She was skinny, and then she was fat. She's a woman who loves her food.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Okay. So to speak.
All right.
All right. Okay, number 10, the last of the quotes. Who said it? Lumberjack Matt, Oprah Winfrey, or Don King? Arf to all the homies.
Okay. So I know this isn't Oprah. I can, Without question, say, this is not Oprah.
Okay, so you got it down to two. Okay,
all right, that's Lumberjack Matt.
Lumberjack Matt, yes.
Hi, this is Charles Quagliana from the Left Hand of Darkness, and you're listening to the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwnynews.com.
So, mid-January, we're going to be back with Episode 7 with Dumb Angels, Blake Cooper. Be sure to check us out on allwnyradio.com. We've got other great programming, including streaming web radio of local music, blog reviews, podcasts by Think So Joe, Corey McKnight. I think Scott Leffler has some stuff on there. I'm always doing music reviews on there. So there's a lot of really cool content. So go there, listen to us, download it, do it twice.
Yeah.
Twice. That's fantastic. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thestruggleisrealpodcast. We can be found on Twitter at SIRPodcastNY. And I'll tell you this, we only have 21 Twitter followers, but one of them is Andrew W.K.
You're kidding.
So if you want to be in this small exclusive club, this is something that Andrew W.K. has found. He's the first to it, and you can be there with him.
With Andrew W.K.
Just follow us on Twitter, AWK. The man knows how to party.
He knows where the cool is.
You can find me, Ryan, on Twitter at Sir William Idol, I-D-O-L, just like it's a Billy Idol reference. And Dennis is on there as Agen Byte, which is
sure.
A-G-E-N-B-Y-T-E. Is that how you say it?
I only tweet when I'm extremely drunk.
And then you can check out Lumberjack Matt on ReverbNation.com/LumberjackMatt and Facebook.com/LumberjackMatt4L, the number 4 and
correct.
The letter L, which is Lumberjack Matt for life,
I'm thinking. Yeah.
All right. And then, so we've got the interview coming up. I just wanted to share a brief moment of my struggle. Dennis and our new minion have been nice enough to come to me while I'm dog-sitting so we can record this episode. And while letting Dennis in the door, I didn't want the dogs to jump on him when he walked in the door, so I closed one of the doors behind me, not realizing that it was locked, I didn't have a key, and I wasn't quite sure of a way back in the house. So,
and no shoes either.
Yes, I had no shoes, so I had to use those orange Buffalo news bags, and I tucked them into my sock. And it wasn't much of an adventure, because we found out you can go around the side of the house. Mm-hmm. I thought we had to go around the block to get to the garage. But what I did learn is don't use plastic bags as shoes. I fell
in
about three times in about 45 seconds. It was hilarious, which works out this time, but in other conditions...
You could have hurt yourself.
I really could have hurt myself.
I felt something maternal stir in me, honestly, when you fell.
Yeah,
I almost held you to my breast.
You were asking if I was okay, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, you were laughing in a panicked, embarrassed fashion.
So, yep, so let's go forward. Here is our interview with Lumberjack Matt.
All right. Arf to all the homies.
Arf.
We have our guest here in the studio today. We have Lumberjack Matt and his wingman friend, hype man. What is it?
Pretty much just my squad partner, you know.
The bro.
The bro.
Skilly Vanilli.
Bros arf together.
Yeah.
All right, Skilly Vanilli and Lumberjack. Welcome.
Hey, how you feeling, man?
Good, good. Why Lumberjack?
You know, I'm half white, so... My white half likes the woods, and I like to camp, and you know what I'm saying? Shit, that's pretty much it. I like to build fires. Do you ever chop wood? I like to chop wood.
I have chopped wood before. Yeah. I've split wood before.
It's like a satisfying feeling when you
it really
get to
is.
The bottom of the wood. Yeah, that's what I'm about.
That feeling made you, this is so good, I got to name myself.
You know what it was?
Experience.
I was sitting on my bed one day, and it was at a time period where I didn't think I could do a lot of things. And I was the only one telling me shit like that. And one day I decided that I was going to believe in myself, and I wasn't going to like doubt myself anymore. And basically I was going to roll the dice on me, knowing who I am, you know, and just owning it and loving yourself, basically.
And how long ago was this?
Maybe about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I woke up one day, I named myself Lumberjack Matt, and I'm just coming for everything since.
And
that's who I am now. Putting yourself out there is not as easy as it always looks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that comes with opinions from friends, family, you know, worried about what other people think. And then you get to a point where it's Well, fuck what other people think. What are you going
to
do?
So you always kind of wanted to do hip-hop, wanted to do rap music, but I felt you were sort of afraid of what people would say? Like, you just didn't want to...
You know what was weird is I did open mics for, like, 4 years, and I would pack these open mics. We would really have them rocking. Like, it was dope, you know? And I just could never get a show. Like, I didn't know the next step.
Right. And then you realized, what, maybe you had to do a little self-promotion and work a little harder and work on your... presentation of yourself, articulate what you were about to people.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, basically just put it out there the way you feel like it should be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's just it.
Don't go halfway with it. You gotta just balls out.
Yeah, man, you gotta be who you are. And
yeah, so you grew up in Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo, Amherst. Yeah.
What part of Buffalo?
East side. I grew up on Shirley, and I also grew up on Margaret Road in Amherst, so I had, you know, a little bit of both.
Right.
A little hood, a little suburb, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much, you know, that's me right there. Mm-hmm. Loves, you know, the show.
What got you into rap music? I mean, was that like the music you listened to as a kid? Was that like in your environment growing up?
No, not really, honestly, because I wasn't allowed to listen to rap music. Mm-hmm. But that's what made me want to listen to the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's why when I heard somebody like Eminem or a Tupac or anybody with their middle finger up, it kind of, like, I kind of, you know, felt like that way, you know, so. Yeah.
Right, like they're speaking my language.
But I like all sorts of music, like rock, country, I like pretty much everything.
What would be the weirdest band you think that if we had to ask you for, like, somebody that you'd enjoy that we would think was not someone you'd enjoy?
You know that I always wanted to be a member in the band that sang the Poor Son Sugar.
Oh, Def Leppard.
No, the Leppard.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
the Leppard.
Yes, the hair bands, and they could just rock their hair. I always wanted to do that shit. Yeah. That's what I want to do. I want to play the guitar, and I want to fucking shake my butt.
Oh,
we grew up wanting to do that, too.
There were stories about Def Leppard in the 80s. I don't know. Did you see the video for Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Probably.
It's,
I don't know.
It's like this big, like, square stage, and it's like one guy at every corner, like, in the crowd, and the drummer's right in the middle. And I guess they had, like, different sections of the stage that were had elevators built in. So there was actually an under-the-stage area, and sometimes the guitarists would take out, like, solo sections in the concert, and they'd take these little elevators under the stage and just, like, get a blowjob and then just, like, come back up and play. There was all sorts of sex going on, like, right under the
stage. That is amazing rock and roll decadence.
Yes.
Right there. That's great. So, Def Leppard, who's your favorite rap artists?
Yeah, I don't know if I really have a favorite. I like Kendrick a lot. I haven't been able to put that down. But outside of that, I don't know if I like, you know, Drake's, he's sweet, but I feel like I don't really, you know, have a favorite. I just like good music.
Right.
I don't know.
So what do you do for a 9-to-5, if you don't mind? Or do you have a 9-to-5?
Yeah, I'm a welder. Okay. I weld 10 hours a day every day of my life.
Oh, wow. No
fits
kidding.
It's the lumberjack persona.
Yeah, a little bit. You're
also,
out there.
Like, his bicep is like two of my... If I put my biceps thigh together, his arm is bigger than that.
You put your thighs together, maybe. that certainly look like you could split some wood.
Yeah, man.
So what kind of shows do you get? Yeah, we played with you, the Lady of the Tiger, Ryan and I's band. We played with you, what was it, a couple months ago?
January. At
the Evening Star. For the All WNY News awards show. So we saw you that night, kind of. Like I said before, I had a few hay burners that evening sitting around there all day, and you didn't go on till late. So, but what other shows have you played this year?
This year I played my man Skilly Vanilli's show. Oh, yeah. I played his a few times. And
where's that at?
We had
Evening Star. That was your show, the Lumberjack Birthday Bash.
Yeah, I had a birthday bash at the Evening Star.
How's it going?
And then,
cool.
Yeah, a couple different ones. Almost seems like it went by quick.
Yeah.
Got out of state for a while, did some shows, you know, some other shows on the road. You know, just...
Oh, great. How do you come across those? Do you have somebody doing all the booking for you, or you just go hustle them up yourself?
We do that ourselves.
Yeah.
We look for it, we search for it, we find it. That's just, you know, the only option.
Cool. How was the reception on tour? Were you getting people?
You know what's cool is when I get on stage, I like to get everybody to front. I want people to pay attention, and that's my biggest thing. But we get good reception out of town just because of the turn up. We turn up hard, and you know, people want to have fun. I want to have fun too.
Yeah,
so kind of, as long as you give them
reason.
It's the whole vibe you give people. So if you get on stage and you are able to be like, yo, let's have some fucking fun.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody, I'm fun.
Here. You're here. Life's short.
Fuck it. You paid $10, $15, whatever the fuck you paid. Mm-hmm. But you're in here now, so you might as well have some fun.
What do you get inspiration from? What inspires you to write or to perform?
You know, it's funny. I get inspired over little things that happen that come from maybe you fighting with someone or argument or whatever, because sometimes the way you feel, and you know how you get gassed up for a second, like, you know what, man, I ain't playing this shit, man. And it's like, when I write my bars down, when I'm feeling like that, the confidence fuck like that, you know what I mean? It feels like it gives me the sting of maybe what I would like to say, but I wouldn't say regularly,
right?
You know, so I don't know, just weird shit.
Yeah, the emotional agitate
you
a little
you
bit
sad
into
or make you angry. I wait for an emotion. You gotta wait for one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that it lets you get a little freer, maybe, mm-hmm. and really put things out there and say them.
Maybe what you really want to say.
So what's the local hip-hop scene like? Is it, you say it's successful, do you think it needs some changes? Are people coming out to shows? Are there enough shows?
Man. Well, I don't really know how to answer that, but I'll answer it like this. I went to a show recently. It was the Western New York All-Star Show. I was on that show, and when I walked in the door, I was really expecting nobody to be there, like nobody, and I was bummed about the show.
And this was at the Evening Star?
No, this is at Mohawk.
This is a different
place.
One, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I was really gassed. I wasn't really excited for the show, so I got to the show, and I was
What was the rest of the lineup like?
The rest of the lineup, it was Brownie Baby, a couple other people, I can't remember, Big Rich, D's. A couple of dope people, but they're all dope. But and when I got there, it was filled up with people. That was really cool. That was awesome. And that was a surprise. Like, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, they turn out. Mohawk still has a pretty reliable.
Yeah, Mohawk is real, man.
Thing going.
Yeah, they fill up. They fill up for real.
So, are there a group of people that you usually work with, that you write with, that you produce music with? Probably Skilly Vanilly.
Yeah.
That one is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is among them anybody else in the
crew? Skilly
Vanilly,
Ray Williams, my man Rice. Oh, man. Hold on. I don't want to miss anybody.
Hydro Studios,
Stu.
My boy J.A.E.
Can't forget about Ray.
Shout out to them. Well, if you think of any ones later that you want to add.
There's
a
lot. I hope I don't miss nobody. I can't put on the spot.
That's cool.
So, we came into this not knowing anything about the local hip-hop scene until I actually got into some of those Mohawk shows, and I see all these acts, and I start popping names in, and I'm like, oh, these are rap artists. Like, it's just from an indie rock circle. It's just something we don't see a lot of. Would you say that it's the scene is there like a white hip-hop scene and a black hip-hop scene, or do you think everyone kind of works well together?
It seems kind of mixed.
Okay.
It's a good mix. It's not like I wouldn't lean one way or another. Seems like everybody kind of gets a shot now, which is nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll need to make it to feel successful, or what do your, you know, what are your goals in making music? You know, like what feels like success to you?
Well, there's the first, I want to make music to make money. And this is why. I want to make music to make money, because then I can do what I love to do, point blank. So if I do what I love to do and I'm making money, nigga, I made it.
Right?
Right?
Right.
I mean, that's the whole goal.
Because you don't have to do anything. There's no more welding.
Right? I could sit on my ass and I could really listen to beats all day and be an artist all day, 24/7. That's what anybody fucking wants. You know?
Right.
So if I can attain that, then I can fucking with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
It's self-sustaining.
Right.
Do you usually have people on stage with you? Like I said, a bunch of hay burners, usually, so I don't... I saw a bunch of people, but...
Usually on stage, and... Like, that was a bad representation at the award show, because there was just not... You know, we did what we did with who was there. But usually on stage, it would be Skilly, but Rice, and another thing is... I've had the privilege of jumping around on stage to people drumming in my music. Jimbo Neutron, he drummed for me. Ray Williams, he drummed for me. And
when people drum
for me, it just makes me crazy. Like, it's fun, because the drumming just hypes up everything.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
different experience.
Mm-hmm. It's an experience. That's my biggest thing about shows. I want that to be an experience. You go and say, wow, that was fun. You want to come to the next one.
Talking about,
start with.
You said there was a headliner at the Waiting Room last July that was madness.
Yeah, like, there's that. that show in particular, it was Big Tim's headliner, and it was a big crowd. Like, a big crowd showed up, and it was nice. Everybody sold a lot of tickets, so people showed up, and during my set, they cut it short. They just cut me off, like, they cut the microphone off and all that. I went over my set time.
Why, because you went over the set time?
Okay. I went over the set time, and he cut me short.
But like, you actually played long, or did you get a late start?
We played long.
Okay.
So they cut me off, and they didn't let me, and they basically booted me off stage. They sucked, and I was, you know, but the crowd chanted me back. So then Tim said, you know, during my set, I'll let him come back on and finish his set. So then I came back on, and it was just... It was crazy. Tim was crowd surfing. It was fun. It was fun.
So there was supposed to be a band. There were groups after you, though. Is that why?
No,
they...
we were the end of the night.
Oh, and then they still cut you off. Now that's.
I might have been a little. I don't know how far over I was. Honestly, yeah. We were just playing. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, was it like? I mean, we've all. I've definitely been there though. Like in bands where it's like you're gonna have to cut the fucking power if you want us to stop right now. Yeah. You know, like really, like
get
it's
into
kind
a
of
groove.
A,
is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, want to play it all. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they have like a curfew or something? Or
no, I don't think it was that. I think it was just time for Tim's set to start.
Yeah, okay.
And I might have been like 10 minutes over. I think I was a considerable amount over.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like enough to pull the mic out.
No, yeah. No, that's...
they cut it off.
That's a little bit rough. So another theme that we talk about is experiences in the studio. Mm-hmm. And you had indicated that you had an interesting story from the studio.
It's about dealing with anxiety and...
Yeah, you know, a lot of times when you go to a studio, sometimes I have an idea for something, and I think it's really sweet. And then I go into the studio, and I hear it come out of my mouth, and I hear it recorded, and I hear it in the headphones, and I'm like, oh, shit.
What do you mean? Just your, like, your delivery of it? Or
like, just everything, because it doesn't sound like what you thought it would in your head.
Can you give us a specific example? Studio you were at, the song it was, the way you felt.
I recorded a new song called Point Blank with my man Rice, who's, you know, that's my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
He, I recorded a song with him, and when I started the song, I you know, I recorded it, and I was like, it was just okay. But the producer, Hydro Stu,
yeah,
he hooked it up. He hooked it up, and by the time he was done mixing it, it was amazing. And that was cool.
Nice. When you started the song, what was the beat or the skeleton from it? Was it something you produced at home as like a sort of rough demo and then brought it to him that he then like produced more? Or what's the process like?
Kind of, we had our buddy make the beat. He made the beat, Ray Williams. And after he made the beat, we went in there and we just tried to do our best on it, pretty much.
And yeah, and he heard that. What was the engineer's name again? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Hydro Stu.
Okay,
that's my guy.
And he had some production ideas to kick it up a notch.
Exactly. And he kind of added like the toughness to the song that I wanted. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it was a tougher song, you know. And I'm kind of splashing on a new wave with that kind of stuff. But that's just where I'm at. All right.
Cool. So we like to listen to tunes, hear what other people are up to on the scene. Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm going to ask you to introduce your song.
Yeah, I mean, we could go with Summertime.
I was just about to say that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with Summertime.
Okay, so we're going to listen.
It's Summertime, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it's still summertime by the time we get done editing all these podcasts. But it was summertime when we had this conversation. And tell us a little bit about the track. Where'd you record it? What's it? I think I can guess what it's about. But
I recorded it at Outer Limits Studios with Ken. Ken is
classic.
I've worked with them.
Classic,
yeah.
Establishment there, right?
Yeah, I worked with him in like 96, I think.
Right. Yeah, Ken's an institution.
Yeah, Ken is something amazing to watch. Recorded it there. T-Boo's made the beat. T-Boo's is really dope out of Niagara Falls.
All right, great. Well, we're going to listen to Summertime by Lumberjack Matt here on The Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Arf!
We can do whatever you wanna do. Hit the beach with the brews, have breakfast, read the news. Let's drink champagne, get lit on a lobster. I'll take you to the bedroom, kill it like Mufasa. Every day that I breathe, I'ma treat you like a queen. And I always keep a trail, you don't worry when I leave. All your goods done made me greedy. All that ass in that bikini, like damn.
That's my baby. I match it like potatoes, keep it all gravy. When I seen you, boo, I bust a 180. Your booty and your beauty gone driving crazy. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime. Girl, you know I hold you down while you acting all crazy. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime. Girl, you know I hold you down while you acting all crazy. I'll be there every weekend, there every week. I'll be there when you're awake, there when we sleep. I'll be there when you cry, there when we laugh. All we got is time, give you everything I have. You're worth it. Baby, you're worth it. Swear, wouldn't change one thing about you, girl. You're just perfect. I'm not afraid to say that you're beautiful. From your tippy toes to your cuticles. I love the way you smile and the funny thing you say. You make me wanna stay and just do this every day. Natural beauty, girl, you have it. Never need surgery, never need plastic. So I want you, girl, the way God made you. Even though you got your own, you can spend my paper all day. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime. Girl, you know I hold you down. Why you acting all crazy? Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime. Cause you know I hold you down while you acting all crazy. Summertime, it's the summertime. Summertime, it's the summertime. Summertime, it's the summertime. Girl, you know I hold you down while you acting all crazy. Summertime, it's the summertime. Summertime, it's the summertime. Summertime, it's the summertime. Girl, you know I hold you, know I hold you, know I hold you. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime, baby. Summertime, it's the summertime. Girl, you know I hold you down while you acting all crazy.
Do you like putting together your own shows, or
yes,
do you like, yeah?
I like to put it together.
What do you prefer about that?
I prefer it because if I put a card together, it's got to be a winning card. I want to sell tickets. I want people there. I want my fans, your fans. Let's get any fan in here so we can all perform for each other's fans. That's how we grow internally. Mm-hmm. It's like people don't understand that you can't just come to a show, sell no tickets, and perform for the people I worked hard to bring. It doesn't work like that.
You right.
Know? That's pretty much it.
What's been your, it was Mohawk your top moment performing locally? Was that your favorite show to date?
My favorite show was probably still my headliner at the waiting room.
Yeah.
I had a big headliner at the waiting room. People really showed up. I had glow stick axes. It was great.
You had what?
I had glow stick axes.
Glow stick axes.
Axes. Little axes, yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, okay. A little lumberjack like an axe, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, sweet.
Cool. Well, anything else you guys want to say to our podcast listeners out there?
Shout outs or anything?
Oh!
Harp to all the homies.
Shout out to everybody.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for being here. Appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Right.